WWA Mobile.
Hey, Steve. KO4HKX.
And all the money. I'll tell you what. Good morning, Patrick.
You got part of that right.
I get right.
The man with the money. That's on the other end of this microphone.
You were making loans.
That's what I do all day, but that means I don't have any money. Everybody else has got my money.
Yep, now they don't hold you responsible for losses on that end, do they?
Yeah, because I own it. I own all this.
Do you need a collector? Because I can be very persuasive.
Well, myself, my losses are real small.
Talking about those absolute worst-case scenarios where they try to bug out on you, I go get them.
Them.
A little bit more later on. Where will you finish this evening? Where will you finish this evening? What part of the county are you working?
Technically, I'll finish up over in Cherrydale this afternoon.
If you come over to John's, that way you could just scoot up 14 and go right on up and out that way, right?
Well, I go up 290 and back up 25 instead of going up 14, but yes.
That's not as bad as I thought. I thought you'd have to come over to, you know, John's and then double back and do all that kind of good stuff. But that won't be quite as bad. So, all right. So, what do you figure? You finish up around 4?
No, but you never know. So, I'll just have to give you a shout when I get done.
All right, I'll try to have one of my radios handy. Now, listen, today, starting at about 1 o'clock, I got a 50-foot tow-behind lift, bucket lift, that I'm going to be using there at the house. And I should be finished by about 4:30, okay, which would put me down at John's at about 5:15, just about in time for some supper. So if we need to push it on out from that, just, you know, just give me a holler.
We'll just go with that, and if something changes, I'll let you know.
So did you have a good weekend?
I did. I didn't do a whole lot. I hung out around the house and organized my shack a little better the way I wanted it, but I didn't do a whole lot.
I'll tell you what, I didn't sit down the whole weekend, man. It was just go, 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 go the whole time. Hey, what's the difference between diesel engine oil and regular car oil?
Steve, you're breaking up. I don't know if it's me or you.
I said, what is the difference between regular diesel engine oil and car oil?
The main difference is the zinc in the diesel oil and the CI rating instead of SI rating.
The only difference?
If you use diesel oil in a gas engine, though, a newer gas engine, the zinc will mess the converters up.
Well, I did an oil change on my Ram 2500 6.7, and I put in the 12 quarts, and it was still about a quart and a half low. I mean, it was in the safe range on the stick, but I decided I wanted to top it all up, and I accidentally grabbed the same weight oil, still synthetic, for my wife's car. And I put in about a quart and a half to top it up on top of the correct oil. I'm not going to hurt anything, am I?
Hurt anything there on that truck.
They run it about 1,000 miles then and go ahead and change it again. You know, just change out the oil and the filter.
And if you do that. I've seen a lot worse, trust me.
But it oil is just getting just stupid these days. I mean, great day. $90-something to get enough oil for this Dodge truck.
Just wait. It's getting ready to go up again. So, but Steve, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop. So I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful out there on your lift today putting that tower up. And I'll talk to you this afternoon, KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final.
Roger, bud. I look forward to this evening. And, with that lift, that bucket lift, my wife made me promise that I'd have one of my buddies come by and work, you know, be on standby in case I don't bounce. All right, later on, 73's KN4VWA, clear.
November 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Quebec.
KN4WQQ, is that you, Steve? KN4VWA.
Hey, I'm sorry to hear you got a call by that list. You're going to wear a safety strap, aren't you? So when you fall off and die.
Hey, you're just barely in the repeater, bud. Listen, what are you doing about 1 o'clock? I was fixing to call you.
Now, you aren't going to call me.
Yes, did you hear me telling Patrick that I promised my wife that I'd have one of my buddies come up and be there while I'm using that thing, just in case I don't bounce?
Well, I got a beam Greer at 1 o'clock, but I don't know how long it'll take, if you can hold off a while.
WQQ, K4VWA, did I lose you?
KN4WQQ. What? I'm over at the Sand Park lot, and I was parked over in the shade next to an earthen wall. So maybe this is coming through.
Oh, no, you're hitting the repeater fine now, bud. Still just a little bit of scratch in the background, but you're completely readable. That's great. Did you copy my last about coming on up after you get done, if you have time?
Do this. I'll call you and see where you are in the whole thing. I'm not sure how long it's going to take me. It could be a half hour. It could be longer. Anyway, I'm just not sure right now.
Okay. Where are you headed up to that house?
Yeah. Always. I'm always headed to somebody's house.
Where I did the bush hogging.
Tony, I'll give you a call about when I'm ready to leave and see where you are. I'm not sure how long it's going to take. They always come up with more stuff.
All right, good enough. Well, guess what I'm doing this morning?
Are you going by the drugstore and getting some drugs?
Worse than that, I'm going over to get my second COVID shot.
Gotta get you away from watching all that news.
Tell you what, there's a bunch of junk going on, bud, I tell you.
I'm just glad that I don't have a job, because I'd be fired. I mean, fast.
And all those cops that have quit? One city had 150 cops quit.
Bus drivers in Chicago, all 38 of them quit.
Do I sound surprised?
No.
People, listen. People are starting to stand up for their personal rights. Ask me to do something, persuade me that it's the right way, but don't stand there and tell me you got to do it or you're going to get fired. I'll quit.
There you go. I think it's going to get pretty bad in just a matter of time.
One good thing, the COVID numbers are going down. They tell us the numbers are going down.
I think the numbers are going down anyway. This thing, if you listen to the news, it's going to go on for years, but fact remains, it's, I think it's just headed on out.
It's going to go on for years. I mean, there's too much money to be made.
I don't see how they can push people into doing something they don't want to do if the numbers are down or non-existent.
Thing, it's just like, you know, polio. There's a little bit of polio popping up, so they're, you know, they still mandate the polio shot. You know what?
I don't care anything about that.
Any cases of measles, mumps, or some of those things have you heard of?
None. Zero.
Well, if you've got a kid, you still have to get it vaccinated for measles and mumps. And there was one more in there. It's an MMR. Measles, mumps, and something else. But anyhow, it's still mandatory, even though it's pretty much been eradicated.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of money in that, too.
It's just like everything else in the world. Follow the money trail. So much in this life, you just follow the money trail. You'll get down to the bottom of it.
KN4WQQ, I'm over and out. I'm heading in.
Listen, give me a call later on, and hey, we are still on for tomorrow, right?
Got to call Bill and make sure he remembers. This is a bad situation. Everybody losing their mind. They can't remember what they're going to do on Tuesday.
We got something going. What were we going to do Tuesday? Oh, me. Well, anyhow, yeah, get a hold of Bill, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4BWA, clear after your final.
KN4WQQ73.
I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, bud.
Well, I had to, I just ordered the parts on, Amazon and got them the next day. I figured, well, what if I have to wait till lunchtime to get them from you?
Yeah, well, hey, it's just a matter of schedules. That's it. All right, I'll talk to you soon. K4BWA, clear.